The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I am Todd Starnes, and I am back. It is great to be with you. And we'll talk a little bit later on in the program about what happened last week. Great to be out of the hospital. Thank you for all of the prayers and the cards and the flowers. It was all very kind. And I just want to say a very special thank you to the good people at Baptist Hospital in Collierville, Tennessee, a suburb of Memphis, for taking very good care of me. And many of them are listeners of this program, and we welcome all of you today. All right, so we have a lot to talk about. And, of course, today is Indictment Eve. In just a few moments, Trump Force One is scheduled to take off and fly to New York City. President Trump spending the night at Trump Tower. And then tomorrow morning, he is expected to be arraigned there in New York City. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the question is very simple today. Do you still stand by Donald Trump? Does he still have your support? I will say this. Over the weekend, I was very glad to see so many Republicans, including establishment Republicans like Jeb Bush and Chris Christie and others, standing up and defending President Trump. Now, they may not have said his name, but it doesn't matter. They're standing up for the rule of law here. And this is, folks, let me tell you something. What's happening right now is a travesty. We've heard words thrown around and phrases thrown around like banana republic and third world country. And that's exactly what's happening here in the United States right now, where Democrats have weaponized our judicial system to take out their political enemies. Now, keep in mind, this is a case that even Alvin Bragg himself was not going to prosecute a while back. This is a case the Justice Department took a pass on. It's a case the Federal Elections Commission took a pass on. And yet, here we are. Here we are. And I suspect this is going to be the first of what will be many, because President Trump's attorney says that they're going to file an immediate motion to dismiss the charges. And there's a pretty good chance that could happen. Now, I want to step back, and there are a lot of different angles that we're going to approach this from. And by the way, we've got a great lineup of folks. Laura Trump is going to be here a little bit later on. So is Mike Huckabee, our good friend Robin Poffman, our national correspondent, and Congressman Bob Good. We will be asking them the same question we're asking you. Do you still stand by Donald Trump? And do you see this as a weaponization of the judicial system? Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to be taking your calls today. This is an opportunity for you to have your say on what happened over the weekend. Now, as far as we understand, the charges, and we have not yet seen the charges, so those will be coming tomorrow. So we don't know if it's one charge or 30. We've heard all sorts of different things. But tomorrow we will know for certain. But what we do know is that the statute of limitations has already expired on all of these charges. And we also know these are misdemeanors. And yet somehow this state prosecutor who campaigned on a promise to get Donald Trump has taken a misdemeanor, and he has tried to turn that misdemeanor into a felony by alleging a violation of federal campaign law. But the reality is the Federal Election Commission that oversees those kinds of violations says there was no wrongdoing. There was no crime. So you also need to understand that this is the grand jury is not a jury of Donald Trump's peers. These people heard one side of an argument. That's it. As a matter of fact, I think there's a pretty good indication that this grand jury would indict a ham sandwich if given the opportunity. So again, this is nothing more than a weaponization of the judicial system. But President Trump, and he's made a few very important distinctions here. President Trump says that we are living in a police state, and I believe that. We live in a nation where the Democrats have weaponized the judicial system to specifically take down their political enemies. But again, and President Trump has been reiterating this over and over and over again, this is not about him. This is about you. This is about me. Now, for far too many years, conservatives have been trained, conditioned by the media and the left to keep our opinions to ourselves. And how have they done that? Well, just think about it. They use threats of public shaming and ridicule, sort of a social scorecard, if you will. They threaten to out skeletons in your closet. And it's been very effective. I can tell you, I know of places where conservatives who live in predominantly Democrat areas are terrified of letting people know that they're a conservative, that they support Donald Trump. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're a super majority of Democrats control our city. And many conservatives own businesses and they don't want their business contracts to be affected. They don't want their livelihoods to be affected. So they're conservative on the down low. And I just can't live my life like that. I really can't. I can't tell you how many times I've encouraged people, hey, go to City Hall. If you don't like what City Hall is doing, go to City Hall. Let your voice be heard. Well, Todd, I can't do that. I mean, what happens if the activists write down my name? What happens if they protest on my front lawn? Okay, well, let them protest. But don't be bullied. Don't be intimidated, because that's what the left wants. And that's why they're doing this to Donald Trump. They want you to be scared. They want you to be intimidated. Now, why are they going after Trump? Because they know this is not going to impact Trump one way or the other. It's because President Trump showed all of you how to fight back. He showed you that it was okay to stand up for what you believe in. It's okay to go after the lamestream media. And by the way, that's terrifying the deep state. That is terrorizing legacy. That's terrifying legacy media. They don't know what to make of it, because they know that you guys are in on it now. That you know the jig is up over at the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and MSDNC and so on and so forth. So now they're trying this new tactic. And what is the new tactic? Well, now they know if they know that you can't be bullied, and by the way, that's been proven at the school board meetings where you folks have been showing up and you've been complaining about these offensive pornographic books that are being shoved down the throats of your children. So now the deep state has tried something else. And we've seen this over the past, I don't know, a year or so, where the FBI has been weaponized to stage these pre-dawn raids on pro-life families. We're talking dozens and dozens. Or how they've been going after law-abiding gun owners and taking away guns based on so-called red flag laws. Or of late, they've been going after moms and dads who show up at these school board meetings. So they want you, and again, just think about this. They want you in the far recesses of your mind to think for just a moment, well, wait a second. If I go to my local school board meeting and I say something, there could be a knock on my door in the middle of the night. They want you to feel like that. That's the intimidation factor right there. And that was one of the reasons they staged that pre-dawn guns-drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago. They want you to know that if they can do it to Donald Trump, then by golly, they can do it to you. They want you to be scared. They want you to be intimidated. And they want you to think the next time you speak your mind, conservatives, the next time you speak your mind, they want you to wonder, well, wait a second, is there going to be a knock at my door in the dark of night? So ultimately, that's what this is really all about. Do I think Trump is going to get convicted? No, absolutely not. There was no crime there. As a matter of fact, we know that because Michael Cohen himself has admitted there was no crime. Stormy Daniels admitted there was no crime. Trump's done nothing wrong here, ladies and gentlemen. But this is going to be ugly, and it's only going to keep getting uglier as these radicalized district attorneys who campaigned on a promise to get Trump. And keep in mind, Alvin Bragg right now in Alvin Bragg's New York City, you can literally go out and smack somebody upside the head with a baseball bat and you will not even have to step foot in jail. But Donald Trump, they're going after him. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to open up the phone lines. Do you stand with Donald Trump? Do you have any concerns? Do you have any fears about what's about to happen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code Starnes. All right, I want you just to think about this for a moment. So here you have the previous district attorney in Manhattan. Yeah, there's nothing there. We're not going to prosecute Trump. He did nothing wrong. Then you had the U.S. attorney step in. We've investigated. We don't see any wrongdoing here. We're going to take a pass. Then you have the Federal Elections Commission step in, and they say, we don't see any wrongdoing here. We're going to take a pass. Then Alvin Bragg, who was the initial district attorney, he just got elected, and right out of the gate he said, yeah, we got nothing here. We're not going to prosecute. But then you have these disgruntled, unethical prosecutors who resigned as a result of that. They run to the media. Then Bragg hires an Obama-Biden political operative to launch a witch hunt against Donald Trump. And that's where we are right now. Susan Hoffinger is the chief of the investigative division in Alvin Bragg's office, and she is a Biden campaign donor. She's also been donating money to Democrat political action committees. And you're telling me there's no bias there? Come on. Come on. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. We're going to start with Jerry in Oregon on KYKN. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I'm torn on this one, Todd. I'll be honest with you. I voted for Trump in 2016, and I voted for him again. In 20, I was leaning towards DeSantis before this kind of came out. And I'll be honest with you, I am not sure that DeSantis still isn't the right person to get behind. My only problem is you know, you're talking about electability here. So what do you look at? Well, who's more electable? And I'm still torn because how much can Trump do if he gets in? Because I look at it as four more years of just gridlock, you know, and I want to do what's right. I want to stand up for what's right. I want to see the judicial system have some correction, have some supervision over basically being able to judge a president or if for a political means. It can't be. The system can't convince someone just for political means.
So, Jerry, what do you want to hear from what would it take for you to get on board the Trump train?
Well, it's not so much I'm not aboard the Trump train. I am aboard the Trump train. But I look at it like I want to see what's best for our country moving forward, okay? And I am a big supporter of what President Trump was able to do, and, you know, the justices and all that. I give him all kinds of credit. It's not that. I just look at it from he brings out such angst, such venom from the Democrats. And I'm not saying they don't deserve it.
And you know why, Jerry? Because he's exposing their evil. He's exposing the corruptness, and he's exposing the deep state. And that's why they hate this guy. I mean, they want to destroy this man. And that's why he needs to be in the White House, because he is, when you're taking flack like that, you're right over the target. So Donald Trump, in my estimation, Jerry, he deserves another go at it.
But, okay, so, and I agree with you, okay, let's just say that. I agree with you. Do you honestly think that he's the best person to carry his message forward?
I sure do, because, Jerry, I see no one else. I see no one else right now who can do what Donald Trump is doing. Do you? Who is that person? Is it Ron DeSantis?
I view that he stood up against a pretty harsh, the same kind of backlash in his own arena. And he's been pretty steadfast in what he's done. He stood up against a pretty popular, well-known, I would call American institution, which is Disney, and won. My only thing is honestly, Todd, I just want what's best for our country. I want the Trump message, the Trump without all these Stormy Daniels, without the NBC deal that just brings about. See, that's my whole point here is Trump just has enough baggage against him that causes people to just hesitate a little bit. You know,
no more baggage. No more baggage than any other president. None whatsoever. And you better believe that George W. Bush was just as foul-mouthed behind the scenes. He didn't have Twitter, and he didn't have the deep state going after him like Donald Trump has. And Jerry, I appreciate the call. Again, folks, 844-747-8868. Do you stand with Trump, or are you ready for somebody else? Let's go to Michelle in Arizona. Hi, Michelle. What say you?
I decided to stand with Ron DeSantis because Trump may have not have done anything legally wrong, but he did something morally wrong when he involved himself with a porn star, Stormy Daniels.
Well, now, Michelle, Trump says he didn't do anything with her. Stormy Daniels says nothing happened. Michael Cohen said nothing happened. So I don't know who would you believe at that point? All three people are saying nothing happened. And now Stormy Daniels is changing her tune, and Michael Cohen is. But, I mean, they're on record as saying nothing happened.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this a he said, she said deal?
Well, I think it's a she said he said, but now she said is refuting what she said. So again, it's you've got Stormy Daniels. She got $130,000, and this was it was hush money. Go away, you're a nuisance, and a lot of wealthy people they do stuff like that. But Michelle, I mean the bottom line here is Trump says he did nothing wrong, and maybe the trial will prove that. All right,
well,
Michelle, you got 10 seconds.
I think that Ron DeSantis would also do a good job in the White House, too. I'm impressed with him.
All right. Well, we got you down for right now. It's looking like DeSantis 2, Trump 0. Michelle, thanks for the call. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you stand with the president? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern's radio program. I want to thank our good friends Jeff Katz and Jeff Stein, Mary Walter for filling in last week, and Steve Gill. Wow, what a mess that was. So many of you may be aware that I'm trying to lose a few pounds. And so I've been on this diet. It's, they got the fruits and the nuts and the veggies and all that kind of nonsense. So anyway, I started feeling bad after one of the shows a week before last, and went to the ER, had a raging fever. I didn't know what was going on. And so they said I had this thing called diverticulitis, incredibly painful. And then they said, oh, yeah, and you've got double pneumonia. And I'm like, wait, what? I had no idea. I'd been coughing, but I just assumed that was the allergies from the azalea bushes out there. But so anyway, they threw my rear end into the hospital, and then developed an infection, and it got a little hairy there. But the doctors at Baptist Hospital in Collierville did a great job, and got me back up on my feet. About 7-8 days in the hospital, and it is good to be back among the living, and it is great to be with you today. I was trying to figure out a way to do the actual talk show from my hospital bed, but they wouldn't allow it, so go figure. All right, welcome back again. I will say the latest development, President Trump now to be arraigned tomorrow. Now, the reporting is that the judge could slap the president with a gag order, which would prevent him from talking about this under threat of fine and jail time. And, folks, I wouldn't put it past these radical progressive judges up in New York to throw Trump in jail. But if I were the president, I would be going to the nines with this. I would be demanding a perp walk in handcuffs, leg chains, leg irons, orange jumpsuit, the mugshot, fingerprint, the whole nine yards, so that we can see what the radical left is doing in this country. You ought to be outraged by this. You should be infuriated by this. And I know that we are called to be peaceful protesters, and I stand by that. But quite frankly, this is a moment when you should protest peacefully. You don't have to burn anything down. You don't have to be like the left. But we've got to let our voices be heard here. This is not right. And if they can do it to Trump, they're going to do it to all the rest of us. But the idea of slapping President Trump with a gag order, in effect, they're ordering the president not to go out on the campaign trail. That's what's going to happen here. You watch. This is, folks, this is pretty nefarious stuff we're dealing with. All right, let's get back to the phones as promised. Jim in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Todd, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I'd say a prayer for you at night before I went to bed, and when my knees hit the floor in the morning, I'd say another prayer for you.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Jim.
Yeah, and listen, this Jerry called in from Oregon or someplace, and he said there'd be nothing but gridlock in D.C. if Trump was elected again. What's he think's going to happen if DeSantis gets in? It's going to be gridlock any time a Republican gets in office, it's going to be gridlock. And, you know, and Nancy Pelosi comes out the other day and says, you know, everybody's gets justice under the law. Well, how about James Comey, Peter Strzok, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton? What happened to them? Where's the justice?
Or anybody who took a plane ride to Jeffrey Epstein's island of frolicking and fun. What about the justice for those people?
Yeah, Bill Gates. He was a big visitor down there. And there was the show that I watched, and it's a funny movie if you ever get a chance. It's called The Cheap Detective. And it stars Peter Falk, and there's some other big names in it, Dom DeLuise, Anne Margaret. But anyways, at the end of the movie, there's a scene where this Colonel Schlissel of the Cincinnati Gestapo is trying to take into custody a French hero. And he says to him, he's got his gun pointed at him, and he says, "You'll be given a fair trial and then found guilty." That's exactly what happened in New York.
Oh, no doubt about it, Jim. And I will say this. I am concerned for the president's safety going to New York. I don't put anything past these people. These are very, very bad, very dangerous people we're dealing
with.
They're
evil. And, you know, I said, like I told you before, I think the dream team would be Trump and DeSantis. DeSantis gets in for 4 years, gets his feet wet. You know, going against Disney is not the same thing as going against China and Russia and North Korea. It is not.
Jim, it's a great point you raise, and I like that. I still like the dream team, Trump, DeSantis. We'll see how that plays out. But at this moment, and Jim, appreciate the call, at this moment, I don't care if you're running for a Republican ticket for dog catcher. Everybody needs to be lined up in support of Donald Trump. Because this is really not about Donald Trump anymore. This is about who we are and who we want to be as Americans. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What say you?
Hey, welcome back, Don.
Thank you.
Don, I fully stand with Donald Trump. He's my guy, and he's who we need to have in office and who the Republicans need to elect. And I agree with you. Every Republican needs to, you know, get in line behind him. Because as you just, you know, eloquently said, this isn't about Donald Trump. It's about us. You've got the Democratic Party going after its political opponents to silence them, to censor them, to deplatform them, to take away their voice. And that is the epitome of Marxism and fascism. And it's on full display right now. And I'm just shocked, Todd, that there hasn't been any more Democrats coming out at this behavior. I mean, with what Alvin Bragg's trying to do. I mean, it's just blatantly obvious. I mean, imagine, Todd, if there was a Republican local district attorney in Mississippi that decided to indict Barack Obama, and everybody on the grand jury was a former Ku Klux Klansman, and he hoped to get a trial in that that town so that of the 12 members of the jury who are former Klansmen convict him. I mean, what's the difference between that and what they're trying to do to Donald Trump right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
No, there's absolutely nothing. And Charles, my encouragement to every Republican district attorney, it's time to play hardball. It is time to give the Democrats a taste of their own medicine. If they want to, if they've gone ahead and they've weaponized the judicial system, all right, let's go ahead and play with that then. Let's play on their terms and start going after Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden crime syndicate, you name it. Let's go after every single one of them and indict their butts in every state where we have Republican control. They've already changed the rules of the game. And Charles, just like ballot harvesting, it's going to take the Republicans 5 or 6 or 8 years to finally figure it out that the rules of the game have changed and they're going to play along. But now is the time to stand up and fight back. And I just say, let's play with their rules.
And Todd, I agree with you totally. And Donald Trump, he knows that. And he knows that they're the enemy. He knows exactly who the deep state is, and I think he's the only person that will stand up there and execute on trying to dismantle them and defund them. If anybody else is elected, I don't think DeSantis, Nikki Haley, none of them are going to have the backbone to withstand the political pressure that's going to be thrown at them. And I think they're going to cave. I just know Donald Trump has the steel. He has the spine. And we all need to get in line behind him right now. And I said a prayer for him at church yesterday, you know, to lift him up. God lift him up, to strengthen him, may he feel your presence. And may justice, you know, be done. May the evil be exposed. And may this country get back on the right track. Because right now, we're in dangerous territory, Todd.
We are in dangerous very dangerous territory, Charles. And I appreciate that call. Thank you. I don't know Alvin Bragg and his religious status. I have no idea. But clearly, it looks to me like there are people within that Manhattan District Attorney's office that have been, I don't know, infected with demons, possessed by demons. We're dealing with some very evil people here, folks, very evil. And the reason why you are not hearing any Democrats standing up and condemning this is because they believe what Nancy Pelosi believes. And what is it she said last week? She said, guilty until proven innocent. That's how the Democrats view the new judicial system that they have created in this nation. Guilty until proven innocent. So I say, you know what? Fine. You're going to set the rules. We're going to play by those rules. And I just wish there were some Republican district attorneys of courage who would be willing to stand up and start going after and indicting Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden crime syndicate, Hillary, Bill, you name it. There's so much crime and corruption there. And they turned a blind eye to that. And they're going to go after Donald Trump for nothing. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. I want to remind you, if you haven't already done so, go check out our website, toddstearns.com. We have information on our upcoming trip to Israel. We're taking a large group of our listeners to the Holy Land later in November, and we would love for you to be a part of that. Just go to toddstearns.com, and you'll find all the info there. Quite the scene in West Palm Beach, Florida. President Trump heading to the international airport there, and thousands of people lining the streets outside Mar-a-Lago all the way to the airport, waving Trump flags and banners, showing the president that they have their back. And folks, that's what we're going to have to do in our towns and our communities. And maybe you can be the start of that by organizing Trump rallies, gathering on street corners, sidewalks. You don't have to be mean and nasty. Fly the American flag. Fly the Trump MAGA First banner. And let people know that we are going to stand with our president, and we will not tolerate our great republic being turned into some sort of a third world country where we throw our political enemies in jail. This is simply unacceptable, what's happening right now in this country. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 844-747-8868, lines open. Let's go to Donovan in North Georgia. Hi, Donovan, what say you?
Well, hey, Ben, Todd, you been all right now? You getting better?
I'm getting better. Thank you for asking, Donovan. Appreciate that.
Well, all prayers help. I just wanted to weigh myself in on Trump. I think he was the greatest, so far, the greatest president we have ever had for our people, not for himself. He knows what to do. He can do it again. And, you know, when you got a winning team as he had as a coach, you look at him as a coach, and he had the best team, and then he had it taken away, but he still got the ammunition to do it again, and we need to put him back in there, Todd, and he's not going to get a fair hearing, and I'm afraid, unless the judge dismisses this case. I hope his attorneys know that. I'm sure they do. And they can move it to another venue, and, you know, it should be dismissed. I mean, this is a kangaroo court for sure.
Donovan, well said and well put, and I appreciate those kind words and appreciate your prayers. Thank you for that. Paul Shanklin writing in, by the way, saying lots of candidates say they will take the Trump agenda forward, but we only know of one person who we are sure is willing to do that, and that's the big divide. And I think that's a fair, I think that is a fair statement. Let's go to Michael in North Carolina. All right, Michael, what's on your mind?
Hello, Todd.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Michael.
Well, I tell you, you missed last week, but we was praying for you.
Appreciate that.
I just wanted to weigh in. I've been a longtime supporter of Donald Trump. Ain't nothing changed my heart and my mind. He's the man for the job, and he's the only one that got the grit to get it done.
So let's say he gets in. You know, well, he's already been indicted, but let's say it happens again. Still has your support?
He still got my support 100%.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna waver one bit.
You know,
my nine year old come up to me the other day and said, "Daddy, why is Donald Trump being punished?" I said, "Honey, I said, we live in a corrupt society. I said, that's a dual justice system right now."
You got that right. Big time. All right, Michael, we got you down. You're a Trump supporter. Let's go to Frank in Georgia. Hi, Frank. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. Hey, listen, did those doctors take you off all those nuts?
They did. They said you got to cut back on the fruit, nuts, and vegetables. I'm like, what am I supposed to do, lose weight eating ribs? Come on now.
Well, those nuts will plug those little sacks in your bowel there up, and you get
all right. It's family friendly time, Frank, and it's the lunch hour. So let's.
Hey, listen, I just want to echo the comments of your prior talkers. You know, I think 2024 may be the last battle, and we need the best general we've got. I mean, DeSantis may be a great regimental commander, but we need George Patton. And that's what I got to say.
Frank, you are absolutely right there. And this is all hands on deck. We have, I'm with you. I believe 2024 is the make or break election for this country. We're either going to take a stand for freedom, and we're going to put down these socialists, and we're going to put down the socialist ideals, or we're going to have to surrender the country. And it's that simple. Frank, God bless you, and thank you for that call. All right, I think we've got time for another caller. Let's go to Doug in Illinois. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I was going to say thanks for filling in today, but I didn't want to get hung up on too.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So
in the corner with
that.
You, Doug.
But thanks. I'm glad you're back. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. Hey, you nailed it with the Trump flag and American flag. I got two flagpoles in the front yard. My American flag flying high, Trump about 2 feet lower on a separate pole. But I'm strongly considering turning my American flag upside down tomorrow and putting a sign up saying that this flag is flying upside down in protest of the political persecution of my president, Donald J. Trump.
You know, flying the flag upside down, Doug, as we all know, is a sign of distress. And I can't think of a more appropriate protest because our country is in distress right now. And the fact that and I appreciate Chris Christie and Jeb Bush coming out and saying what they said and condemning this. But this is how dangerous it is that even the establishment wing of the party understands what's going on here.
Yeah, I apologize. I can't remember his name, but it was a former governor, I think, came out and said that Donald Trump should step down because it's about the office of the president, not about one man.
Yeah, that's this loser named Asa Hutchinson out of Arkansas. So, hey, Doug, I hate to do this. We are running up against a hard break here, but God bless you, brother, and appreciate you calling in. Hang tight if you're on hold. We're going to get to your calls. Laura Trump coming up next. Also, Mike Huckabee on deck, plus your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, Radio Free America, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And ladies and gentlemen, we are a nation in crisis, a nation in distress. Just a few moments ago, Trump Force One taking off from West Palm Beach, Florida, headed to New York City. President Trump is set to be indicted, or rather, he will be arraigned tomorrow, already indicted, in what, quite frankly, is a travesty. We are watching the weaponization of our nation's judicial system right before our very eyes. And President Trump is absolutely correct. This is not about him as much as it is about you, conservative Americans, freedom-loving patriots. And they want to come after all of us. And if they're going to go after Trump, you better believe they're going to come after all of us. Well, we've got a report out in thehill.com that says President Trump is extremely angry and his family is rattled. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I think the next person on this program will be able to answer that question, our good friend Laura Trump. Laura, hope you're doing well today.
I mean, considering everything, Todd, I actually am. It's kind of funny to hear the headline there. Because, of course, we're not rattled in any sense. This is something that your family has, of course, dealt with since the day my father-in-law came down the escalator in Trump Tower and announced that as an outsider, he was going to run for president. He really shook things up. He really challenged the establishment with the swamp. He exposed a lot of people, and they are petrified that Donald Trump will end up back in the White House. And that is exactly why you see what is happening to my father-in-law happening right now. It has almost nothing to do with prosecuting Donald Trump. It has everything, of course, to do with preventing him from becoming the 47th president. But I think it's backfired on them. I don't think that anyone anticipated the groundswell of support we've seen behind one man. And I think when you said it right. He's always mentioned that they're not after him. They're after the rest of us. He's just standing in the way. And that is pretty spot on right now.
Laura, watching these striking images coming out of Palm Beach, where the roadways are just lined with hundreds, if not thousands, of people waving American flags, the Trump flags, wearing the MAGA hats. That has to be such an encouragement to the president.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, I actually saw over the past couple of days my father-in-law a couple of times. I went over to Mar-a-Lago with my kids, and every time we drove over there, starting on Friday, it was the same scene. People out on the street corners, lining the streets, on the bridge there on the way over to Mar-a-Lago. And I think it means so much to him to see that, you know, the people are still behind him. I think it's palpable. It's in the air. Anyone who maybe for a second said, you know what, I don't really know about Donald Trump. Maybe he's not the guy in 24. People can clearly see this now, Todd, and people are saying, wait a minute, if this is what they can do to one of the most powerful men in the world, Donald Trump, think about what they could do to me if this government decides that they don't like the way I'm operating, the things I'm saying, the way I'm conducting myself. And so I think a lot of people see themselves maybe in a way in Donald Trump's place. I mean, look at the way the conservatives have been treated over the past 2 years in this country, whether by big tech and social media, whether, you know, in front of abortion clinics, people who are praying or singing the next day have their door busted in by the FBI. Parents, of course, targeted as domestic terrorists who just wanted to go to a school board meeting and find out about what their kids are learning in school. And so I think a lot of people have sadly had to maybe get shaken awake in a way to see that this isn't just about Donald Trump. It's about the future of our country. And if you can weaponize the justice system against your political opponents, then we are no better off than authoritarian communist countries.
And now word coming down that the judge may impose some sort of a gag order. I mean, this is really beyond the pale. What they're trying to do is literally stop President Trump from campaigning.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking. And actually, when someone first mentioned that to me, I said, there's no way they can possibly do that. And then I said, wait a minute. Yeah, of course they can. It's Donald Trump. They're going to try any and everything, Todd, to keep him quiet, to keep him from campaigning. You know, the truth is, in the United States of America, you are supposed to allow the voters to decide who will be our leaders in this country. It should not be up to a bunch of establishment left-wing lunatics to say whether or not somebody can campaign for and run for president and should end up in that White House. It's up to we the people, and everything they are doing, every step of this way, is to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president again. And I think people really kind of understood what Donald Trump meant the first time around when he was in office from 2017 to 2021. The things he did the first term in office were rather remarkable, especially when you consider all that he had against him. I think these people know, the swampy people, the establishment people, all of the political elites know that the jig is up if Donald Trump gets a second term in office. So no surprise, what are they going to try and do? Potentially a gag order, but of course we'll have to wait and see.
And I think it's interesting that even some of the establishment types, Jeb Bush, among others, actually calling out this grand jury indictment as very political. And I appreciate him coming out and saying that, but I think the reality is we all understand exactly where this road leads to, and it is incredibly dangerous for this nation.
That's right. I mean, the precedent that this sets, I think, is very scary. You know, people who are championing this sort of thing right now, Todd, really need to take a step back and take Donald Trump out of it. If we are able to do this in the United States of America, then it's Donald Trump today. Tomorrow it might be somebody on the other side of the aisle, or it could be you, or it could be me. It could be anyone. If we allow this sort of communist tactic to take root in our country, then really the United States of America ceases to exist as we have since our inception. And I think that is a really scary part of all of this. The fact that it was able to go this far, the fact that my father-in-law is literally in the air, flying to New York to have an arraignment tomorrow, to be, fingerprinted, to have a mugshot taken. The truth is, and we all know it, the only crime Donald Trump committed was winning the 2016 election. They never expected it. They never thought a guy like him could do it. And he did it. And he proved them all wrong. And now they're trying to take it out on him. We see it in real time.
Laura, real quick, I know you're a person of faith, and I am as well. And it seems to me, I just sense evil in all of this, something almost, supernatural. But I mean, we do believe that there are good and evil forces at work in this country. Do you see that something is going on in the spiritual realm here?
Oh, I mean, I think there's no doubt. I don't think it's mistakable. I think everyone has felt it, over the past several years. It's not anymore that it's just Republican versus Democrat or left versus right. It really has felt like good versus evil in so many respects. And, for all of us in our family, since the day my father-in-law decided to run for president, an interesting thing has happened to all of us. I feel like wherever we would campaign on both campaigns, and even if I go to the drugstore, to a restaurant, dropping my kids off at school, people will come up to us and say that they're praying for us. And I have to tell you, it gives me chills every time. We all feel it. It means the world to us, but there is no doubt in my mind that God has played a role in all of this. There is no doubt that the only reason that my father-in-law has been able to withstand all the attacks against him, all the incoming, and still come out on top is because God is in control. And I truly believe that he has had a plan for so much of this for so long. And so I just want to say thank you to anybody who has prayed for our family, for my father-in-law. It truly means so much to us. And we have to continue. We have to pray for the future of this country. If we lose the United States of America, we are it. We are all that is left. We are the ultimate symbol to those around the world facing communist tyranny and oppression. And if we fall, that is it. There is nothing else left. So we have to all continue to pray and stay together in this.
Well said. And Laura, we're going to leave it there. Certainly a lot of folks praying for you guys around the country. And we're standing alongside our president as he goes through that, whatever happens tomorrow. And I got to tell you, Laura, in my estimation, he is still the same guy. And we appreciate the great work he's done for our country.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. Really appreciate it.
All right. Laura Trump, everybody. And again, President Trump in the air on his way to New York City. And Laura is right. God is in control. And I like to hear that coming from the Trump family, because they get dismissed a lot because of this and that. But I believe they are people of faith, and they understand what's going on here. All right, we're going to take a break. We are going to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. The lines are filling up. That's 844-747-8868. Well, we already know what happened. Famed legal professor Alan Dershowitz telling Newsmax, America is now a banana republic. An American president indicted. It's never happened before. Now Newsmax's Rob Schmidt is exposing the political attack on Donald Trump and America's laws. Now tonight, Rob is looking at the secret players, including billionaire George Soros. He's been targeting Trump from day one. Meanwhile, new documents prove the Biden family got literally cash from China. But the big media is ignoring the scandal. So watch Rob tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, hottest show on cable. You can find Newsmax on major cable systems. It's even back on DirecTV and UVerse. And, of course, you can also download the Newsmax app free on your iPhone or Android and start watching anytime, anywhere like I do, and you should too. Tell your family and friends to watch today. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight. All right, the first post-indictment poll came out on Sunday showing President Trump surging a 30-point lead over all the other contenders in the GOP presidential primary. So, look, I get it. I know there are a lot of you folks that don't like Trump, that you don't like the crassness and the tweets and the whatnot. I get that. But my question is, who's the guy? If Trump is not the guy, who's the guy? I mean, he's leading all the other folks by 30 points. It seems to me that the Republican Party pretty much has decided that Trump is the guy. Now, I know McCarthy is out there saying, well, you know, it may or may not be that. I hear you, but the base of the party, they are speaking their mind here. I'm just telling you. All right, full lines here, so let's just jump right into it. Let's start in North Carolina. Brenda on the talk station. Hi, Brenda, how are you?
Hi, Todd. It's good to hear your voice. I'm so glad that you're feeling better and you're back on the radio.
Thank you very much, Brenda. Appreciate that.
I just wanted to call in and give my voice to support President Trump. He's been the best president in my lifetime, and no matter what, I will not stray from that. I'm not wishy-washy. I believe in him and what he's done for our country, and I know he can do it again. So thank you very much.
Brenda, thank you for calling, and very pithy there, Brenda, so well done. Let's go to Greg in Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Hi, Greg, what say you?
First of all, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you made it out of the hospital. But
thank you.
I agree with everything that you've said so far, and that millions of us vote. We call our elected officials. We attend meetings. We speak up loud and proud, and we all work within the system and the rule of law. That's all great. However, I'm not as optimistic as you. Every branch of local, state, and federal government, every institution and agency is openly and totally corrupt, when we can see it every day. And so there is no rule of law. And so given what we've already seen, I have little to no hope that this will all turn out well, because look at all the other things that they do totally out in the open. And there's no repercussions. And so none of these agencies that are supposed to have a check and balance on each other are stepping forward and have done one thing. Otherwise, it would never have even gotten to this far. And so those same people are the ones that are running the show here and what they're trying to do to Donald Trump.
You know, Greg, I hear what you're saying, and I do have hope. I really do. And the reason why is because of things like the House Freedom Caucus. You know, they're only 20 people strong, but they stood up, and now they literally control the direction of the entire House of Representatives. They get to make the decisions. Now, as far as the district attorney in New York City goes, look, it's a far left town. I mean, these guys are just, what, a bagel shy of being communist up there. So I'm not surprised that this happened, but I do believe that at the end of the day, Donald Trump is going to be exonerated, if nothing else, because the statute of limitations has run out.
Well, I sure, you know, I sure hope so, but I don't put anything past him, and not just the corruption of the district attorney in New York. I'm talking about the federal agencies, our Department of Justice, our FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Homeland Security. They do all this. They're doing all this openly. Well, like Mayorkas, you know, it's obvious the guy is violating the rule of law, but yet there's none of the checks and balances are taken care of any of these problems. And so I don't have a lot of hope as far as anything involving the justice system. I agree with it's good what's happened in the House of Representatives. That's all great. But as far as the rule of law, there is no rule of law. And I live out here in Oregon, and, you know, Portland is pretty much on the front page news every day. And all these things that are done out in the open, nothing happens. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they try to pull an Epstein on him.
Well, that does concern me, Greg. Fortunately, you're going to have Secret Service protection with the president every step along the way. But I am concerned about his personal safety once he gets to New York City. And I think that's something we should all be concerned about. Greg, I appreciate that call. We've got to run here. We're coming up on a break, but thank you for that. Now, I will say this, and again, this goes back to what can we do? Well, the House of Representatives holds the purse strings for the Justice Department and the FBI. So we've heard over the weekend, and Jim Jordan was talking about this, the scuttlebutt is that the House could very well stop any money, federal money, from going to the Justice Department. I say let's do it. We've got to play hardball here, people. I hope you understand that if this goes unanswered, they're going to be coming after everybody. Let's just say Trump gets thrown in jail. You think they're going to go easy on DeSantis? No, he'll be next. Nikki Haley, she'll be next. It doesn't matter. The Democrats are coming after everybody. Now, somebody asked a question. This is a good question. They didn't want to come on the air. They said, Todd, if Trump decided not to run, would they finally leave him alone? And the answer to that is very simple. You better believe it, because this is all about stopping Donald Trump from running for re-election. If Trump had retired to Mar-a-Lago to play golf for the rest of his life, this would not be happening. But they know he is a dangerous man to the deep state, and that's what's going on here. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for all the kind words and thoughts and prayers over the last week or so. Great to be back, I'm just telling you. So far, over the past 4 hours, no one has tried to come in and give me a shot, and I really appreciate that. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always great to have with us our national correspondent, Robin Poffman, joining us. Robin, hope you're doing good today.
Never better. I'm glad to hear you're out of the hospital. Wow.
Yeah, great. It was crazy, crazy times, Robin. I want to talk about the circus that sort of surrounding all of this. Trump mm-hmm. taking off just a few moments ago, Trump Force One in the air. It sort of reminds me of the OJ, going back to OJ Simpson and the circus mm-hmm. surrounding all of that. Is that a good description?
It is, and I remember being out in Los Angeles when the trial was going on back in the day in the early 90s, as I remember it, And, you know, it also reminds me of the split screen during the night of the, what was it, the WNBA finals. And there was that split screen and everybody was glued to their set. And the Bronco chase with the white Bronco. These are like moments in history. It also reminds me of when Trump had the coronavirus and the activist journalists were rooting for his demise. And they flew him in the helicopter over to Walter Reed. Remember that during the height of the virus when the president was sick? And you had these psychopaths on the left, you know, again, hoping that he was going to drop dead. And then his, you know, triumphant return, you know, in the helicopter shot, you know, and you know, Trump is, you know, he's large and in charge all the time. I totally think, Todd, that this is a total waste of time. It's a total waste of money, and this is what I would call a do-whatever-it-takes campaign. That's what this is. Do whatever it takes to take this guy out. Trumped-up charges, no pun intended. It's made up, we'll call it horse manure. It's nonsense. No one else would take this up except Bragg, who's the George Soros-funded Manhattan DA, who's a joke, who's, you know, not coming to Congress. He's defying his subpoenas. And the activist journalists are rooting to see this guy in handcuffs and to see the former president in a mugshot, which I think will make him a lot of money or make the campaign a lot of money. Bragg up there in New York City is allowing killers, murderers, rapists to go free. And now you're worried about this guy, alleged hush money to a porn star, and it amounts to a big zero, but they've got it trumped up to, again, Todd, it's a do, you can quote me on this, it's a do whatever it takes campaign.
It is, Robin, and they want to stop this guy. And the idea that now they could implement a gag order, which would pretty much put a stop to all the Trump campaigns, the campaigning out there. I mean, it's just outrageous. But at the end of the day, Robin, they don't want this man anywhere near the White House because they know what he's about to do.
Yeah, well, let me say this. Let's get into that a little bit, right? Let's peel back that layer of the onion, Todd. They want to take out the man who's going to expose them naked for the crooks that they are. And my blood pressure goes up thinking about it. All the illegal activity. I was rereading the book by Miranda Devine, Laptop from Hell, last night. Ask me what I do in my spare time, right? And you look at all the illegal activity, you know, not proven in a court of law yet, but you look at all the allegations involving Hunter and the laptop. And here's Donald Trump, who's going to expose all of that, expose the journalists. Oh, and guess what? If he gets back in the White House, what's the first order of business? He's going to build that wall and keep all the terrorists and illegals out of this country. And that is the left ticket to forever success, is to let in 10 million people who the left thinks is all going to vote Democrat forever and forever and forever and decades to come. So every illegal that you see on your television set, the left looks at as a Democratic voter. That is entirely what this thing is about. He ran on building the wall. Mexico doesn't send us our best, or, you know, send the United States its best, blah, blah, blah. We all know what he said when he came down the golden elevator back in 2016. And Trump's first order of business is going to be building the wall, remain in Mexico, and that cuts off their alleged supply of Democratic voters. It is about one thing only, and that, my friend, is the nugget.
Robin, new polling data came out over the weekend, and this is the first post-indictment poll. Trump is ahead of all of his Republican opponents by, 30 points? And so my question to folks calling in, they're like, well, you know, we don't like Trump. We're concerned that the indictment is going to be detrimental. So my question is, okay, well, who's the next guy? Because the next guy is polling 30 points behind Donald John Trump right now.
Right. Well, the next guy is Ron DeSantis, who a lot of people view as, you know, Trump Jr. I don't want to say Trump light, because I think he has the same testicular fortitude as the former president. I think that Ron DeSantis has run a very tight ship down there in Florida, and I think that if you expand all the good he's done in the state of Florida to the rest of the country, we once again, you know, go great. We go great again. We go the full Ronald Reagan again. And I think that that's what America is missing. We're missing the flags that were flown the day after 9/11 on 9/12. I don't care who you are, black, white, old, young, whatever your ethnic background, whatever your belief was, we flew flags in our country on 9/12 of 2001, almost 22 years ago. And guess what? Those terrorists, those activists, those people that want to kill Americans for our freedom, they don't kid yourself. Those terrorist cells are alive and well and activated. I'm not talking about people coming here looking for a better life. I'm talking about the evildoers, people on a terrorist watch list that have snuck into this country for almost 2 years of this. We have no accounting of who is here. And you know who's the only person I know that could put a stop to that? Is Donald J. Trump. And that's why they want to take him down.
All right. Well said. Well, Robin, we understand the president's going to be arraigned tomorrow. Then he's expected to address the nation tomorrow night. I'll be curious to see who actually carries that address. No doubt Newsmax will. Not too sure about Fox, but who knows?
You know what? They're in their full glory, Todd, because Trump equals ratings. And even though they despise this guy, the mainstream media, he brings it in terms of the ratings, and that translates into dollars. So they're using him. Trust me, they'll be running it.
All right. What should we be looking out for tomorrow, Robert? You know, we haven't heard anything about the charges. We should know that information tomorrow.
I think the charges are all bogus. You can listen to any television station, any cable news, and they'll all tell you that the statute of limitations is expired. I think it's a big zero, and it goes nowhere. They keep throwing every dart against the wall, and nothing sticks. And at the end of the day, I think the whole thing goes away, and they're just going to have the mantra, oh, the former president was indicted. I mean, you heard it last night on CBS on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. She should be ashamed of herself. The former president who's been indicted, that's the sentence that they want. It doesn't matter if the charges stick. It's about being able to say that he was indicted. They don't care beyond that.
Well said. All right, Robin, we're going to leave it there. We're going to check in with you tomorrow as indictment day is upon us, and I'm with you. I think Trump survives and thrives as a result of this.
Absolutely, and we'll use the mugshot if it's made public, which I think it will. I think that he will use that to his advantage, just my opinion.
I'll buy one. I'll get you one too, Robin.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, Robin.
Be well.
All right, Robin Poffman, ladies and gentlemen, our national correspondent. Robin just says it like it is, and I appreciate that about her. By the way, speaking of the 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, left speechless by MTG. You got to listen to this soundbite.
And things she says that are over the top, like...
The Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow. Okay.
You know it's a good day when you leave Leslie Stahl speechless. But folks, the MTG is giving us a great lesson here. This is a life lesson. When you go after the mainstream media and the Democrats, you go after them. Don't leave anything on the table. Take it all with you. All right, we got time for a couple of calls here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Edward in North Carolina. Hi, Edward. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing, buddy? Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
You're welcome. Hey, but your first day back, you're getting yourself in trouble. I mean,
uh-oh.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
You said if Trump's not the man or the guy, who is? you just got kicked off Nikki Haley's Christmas card list.
Well, my bad.
So, anyway, to get to my point, a couple quickly, because I know you're a busy guy. Your previous caller, the gentleman who basically said, "Hey, it's really all over." I agree with him because, well, look, for instance, Anheuser-Busch puts a transgender on their Bud Light. I mean, are they stupid? how many conservatives and Republicans drink Bud Light? I mean, the corporate community is all bought into this. And really, if Christians believe the Bible and the prophecy, well, most should be celebrating this because we're told this is going to happen. If this is the end times, so the guy who we should be pointing people to is not Trump or DeSantis or the gal Nikki Haley. It should be obviously to God and to Jesus, because I don't think we have a, and for those folks who believe that the government works for us, I mean, come on, get your head out of the clouds. The Democrats, what they're doing, and with all due respect to your guest, I agree with everything she said. But she didn't really say anything new. And the Democrats are saying, yeah, look, let's just let them talk. While we're talking, the Democrats are doing. And Biden is putting policies into place. They're actually doing things. And the Republicans are just repeating talking points.
Well, not, I will say this. Let me jump in here. I will say this about the Republicans. And one of my chief complaints has been they talk the talk and they spend all of our money on these investigations. Nothing ever comes to the investigations. And we got to stop that nonsense. We've got to start indicting folks. They do love it, but we've got to start backing up because they know we're never going to do anything. And that's the problem. And that's one of the reasons why you may have noticed there have been a few Republicans that are on Fox News quite a bit and they're no longer on this program. And the reason why is we call them out. And they get butt hurt, these elected leaders, and they don't like to come back on the program. But I save tough cookies. You know, I don't work for the Republican Party, and we're going to call these people out. And one of the things that I've been pretty adamant about is we have got to start playing the Democrats' game on this stuff. And when we do, they will back off. But they know we're not going to do it, which is why they get away with it. Edward, we got to run. Appreciate the call. And by the way, Edward mentioned the Bud Light. Let me tell you about that. So there's a transgender dude. His name is Dylan Mulvaney, and he thinks he is a little girl. It's the weirdest, creepiest thing, and you can Google the videos or TikTok or whatever. Anyway, this guy is now becoming the spokesperson for all sorts of companies, including Bud Light, which is celebrating this guy and his 365 days of being a woman. It's bizarre. But I'm going to go down the list here, and these are the companies that are actually supporting Dylan Mulvaney, this man who says he's a little girl. Bud Light, Tampax, Kate Spade, KitchenAid, Plaza Hotel, Stella McCartney, and Crest. Oh, geez, hello, the toothpaste people? So look, I'm not telling you what to do with your money. But I'm telling you, if you support any of these businesses I just mentioned, you're supporting this nonsense. All right, we got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. I like this idea of all you Trump supporters out there, maybe today, tomorrow, organizing, getting out there on sidewalks, along streets to those intersections and waving your American flags, your Trump signs and banners, getting out there and showing America that we are standing alongside President Trump. And if you decide to do that, we want you to send us our photos, and you can do that on our social media pages. Just send us a direct message, and we'll be glad to share those with the rest of the country. But I think that would be a very fun and effective and patriotic way to show that we support President Donald John Trump. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Patty in North Carolina. Hi, Patty. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Todd, I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate that.
I love you. I missed you.
Well, it's good to be back, Patty. I'll tell you, it was a good day, and I was chomping at the bit to get back behind this microphone.
I know you are. You're a good guy. I love you so much, and you're so good for this country. And you know what? That's why I call you. And I'm going to tell you something. I am not leaving this man. I've been with him since the escalator. I am not leaving this guy. This guy needs everybody right now. We have to get together.
I'm with you, Patty.
If we don't, we're done. We're done, Todd. They know that. They know how to play. They play the game. They're nasty people. And I stick with you about what I'm afraid of him being in New York. I'm afraid somebody's going to take a shot at him.
Yeah, that's what concerns me. And again, these people are unhinged. And this district attorney and these Democrats, they have unleashed evil on our country. So
it's terrible.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Todd, it makes me, I'm scared. I mean, but you should see what I got. You laugh. We're going to take pictures. My daughter, I'm not very good with that. I have my daughter, Nicole, take pictures. But you should see what my car. I got Trump stuff all over the place. I got Trump stuff all over my lawn. I love it. I have a Trump shirt right on me right now, and I don't care. I have a Trump hat. I have Let's Go Brandon flags. I got everything on my lawn. You know what? I am not going to back down from these people. That's what they want. They want people to be afraid. They're trying, and I'm not falling for it.
No, not at all. And Patty, I want people to go back in time here, all right? What this really is not the first term of the Biden administration. This was supposed to be the second term of Hillary Clinton's administration. Can you imagine where the country would be right now had Donald Trump not won in 2016? That's what this is really all about. And Patty, we got to run. God bless you. Hang tight. We got a couple of lines open. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So, in my last book, the one that came out in 2019, the political book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, I had a whole chapter on how woke Hollywood had destroyed Nashville. And so Nashville is now Nash Vegas. It's far left. Country music has been overrun by the soy milk vegan crowd. And it is what it is. But now, apparently, the country music industry has embraced drag queens. And last night, CMT Awards in Austin, Texas, and by the way, the most liberal city in Texas, they celebrated drag queens. And I thought it was quite interesting because of, especially in light of what happened in Nashville with the shooting at the Christian school. And over the past couple of weeks, there have been a couple of words that you have not heard in the coverage. Number one is the word Christian. Number two is the word transgender. Over the weekend, there were protests in Nashville, people holding up the number 7. Because again, 6 people were killed, but the 7th person is that transgender shooter. And these trans activists in Nashville are actually mocking the Christians who died by holding up the number 7. It's really despicable stuff. But a lot of people are saying, wait, when did country music go woke? Well, to help us understand that, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, the host of Huckabee on TBN, Governor Mike Huckabee. Hey, Gov, how's it going today?
Well, it would be going better if this country hadn't lost its mind, but I'm afraid that that's exactly what's happened. Although I will say, Todd, I think that the vast majority of Americans still believe that there are men and there are women. And I still believe that the vast majority don't believe that we ought to chemically castrate little children or surgically mutilate them. But it's just that the loudest voices in the room have shouted down the voices of reason and rational thought. And a lot of people just don't want to be called a bigot or a transphobe or a homophobe or some other kind of phobe or a racist. And so they just kind of stay quiet and live their lives. But what we have seen recently is really disturbing, to say the least.
And you were the one, you were one of the ones who saw this coming very early on with your involvement in the CMA Foundation. And they, boy, they came after you.
Well, it was really stunning because I was put on the CMA Foundation board primarily because of my work with getting musical instruments in the hands of kids, something that the board wanted to do. And I was going to lead the effort to do this nationally. And it was not a political thing. There's no politics in it. It's simply, if you believe that music is a wonderful tool to help kids develop their own skills and self-worth, which I think everybody should believe that, it's something I've been doing for 15 or 20 years. And because I have conservative views and I'm a Christian and I'm pro-life and I believe in biblical marriage, there was a complaint from one of the entertainment executives, a record producer, and he said, hey, if Huckabee is on this board, I'll pull all my artists out of CMA. Well, what they should have done was to say, well, do it. Do what you got to do. But this is about helping kids. And if you're not there helping kids, then that's too bad. But we're not going to let one person dictate to us because you don't like his political views. But instead, they asked me to resign from the board and step aside. I'd barely been on the board for one full day. And they asked me to step aside. I think, quite frankly, Todd, some of the folks on that board regretted that decision, but it was too late. And as a result, the bullies win. And that's what this was. It was all about bullying, in this case, the CMA board of the foundation, and they folded like a cheap tent.
It's just really surprising to see what's going on in country music. I wish I could say I was surprised. Another big story up on our website today, Gone with the Wind, the new publisher, adding a trigger warning to the latest edition of the novel, saying that Gone with the Wind is racist and stereotypical. And my argument there, Governor, I mean, if it really is that offensive and that racist, why are they publishing another edition of it? I mean, that seems to me, I just don't get that.
It's either racist or it isn't. If it's truly, genuinely racist, then they ought to pull it. But it isn't racist. It's set in a historical period, and it's an accurate depiction of the way the culture was at that time. It doesn't mean that it's an affirmation of the culture. It's simply a depiction. My gosh, you can look at the Ten Commandments. There was an extraordinary level of violence, and the water of the Red Sea closed in on the Egyptians. I mean, there was some pretty nasty stuff that went on. You could say that that was genocide. Therefore, we shouldn't talk about it. But history not only records the good things people does, history records sometimes the horrible things people do. And quite frankly, the reason we study history is so we don't make the same stupid mistakes. I think, however, that because we're not really looking at history objectively, we're making worse mistakes than were made. And Todd, one phrase I just am sick of, when people who push for transgenderism say that those of us who believe in traditional Judeo-Christian understandings of gender, that we're on the wrong side of history, I want to say, hey, pal, I don't know if you know this, but there's not much history to what you stand for. There's a heck of a lot of history, as in thousands of years of history, where we believe that you were either a male or a female, and we left it at that. So this idea of the wrong side of history, they might want to sit that one out.
I'm with you on that one. Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I've been waiting to ask you about this. You've endorsed President Trump, and I'm wondering why you did that.
Well, I did it because of two big reasons. One is that as president, he did more than any president in my lifetime, taking it back to Eisenhower, to make this country great, to get it back on track, and he committed certain things that he would do, and he did every one of them. He cut our taxes. He deregulated a lot of businesses. He put $4,000 per household in the average American family because of tax cuts and deregulation. He is the most pro-life president we've ever had, period, more so than Ronald Reagan, any of the Bushes. He also brought the Abraham Accords to Israel, recognized Jerusalem as the eternal capital, moved the embassy. He stood up to NATO and forced them to start paying. And in essence, he saved NATO by doing that. He's the first president since Reagan that didn't get us into a war. He had the guts to fight the deep state when most Republican politicians just joined the stinking deep state. And because he was relentlessly pursued and hounded and hassled unfairly, being accused of everything from being a Russian agent to some kind of villain. And in spite of that, he continued to fight for the American people, not even taking a salary for his presidential income. And for that, he got impeached twice in a totally phony way. So that's the big part of it. And the second, I think he has things that he would do that I'm not sure anybody else has the guts to do, standing up to the deep state, fighting for the average American working person. And I don't know of anybody else that I can trust to go do that right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And that does seem to be the big question, is who will be able to deliver like Trump did. And I think the polling data certainly reflects that the base of the party is right where you are on that, Governor. In the meantime, you've got this weaponization of the judicial system in this country. And I think that is going to backfire. But even if it does backfire, we need to address this because we can't be indicting our political enemies. This is nuts.
Well, it is nuts, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have some ambitious young Republican prosecutors in some local committees and counties and states, and they're going to probably go after Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. They may go after Jim Biden. They may go after Kamala Harris. You know, if everybody's going to play this game, it's going to get nasty. But it's not good for the Republic. And at some point, I wish that there were some sane Democrats, but that's an oxymoron. But I wish there were some who would stand up and just say, what is being done here is wrong. It's taking us in the wrong direction. If we don't like leaders, then we can vote them out or we cannot vote them in. But we shouldn't have politics by prosecution. And that's what the Democrats' playbook now calls for.
Yeah, well said. Real quick, before we let you go, Governor, I know the tornadoes really tore through Arkansas, and the governor there, the great governor, Sarah Sanders, doing a heck of a great job in the aftermath. How are things? Were you guys impacted at all?
Many of the places that we shop and eat were leveled and destroyed. One of the houses we once owned and lived in was damaged pretty severely. We were fortunate in our own home and that of our children that we did not have damage, but so many places close to us and many of our friends, their houses were destroyed and they're having to find other places to be. So it was a monster of a storm, catastrophic in every way. And the fact that it hit such a densely populated area in Little Rock and then North Little Rock, Sherwood, Jacksonville, and Wynn, Arkansas, which almost was decimated, it has been a major disaster that will take a long time to clean up and then rebuild.
Yeah, we've heard from our listeners over on KWAM in Wynn, and just a horrible story there, and of course, really all over the southern states. What a mess! But we're glad everybody's recovering now, and the governor's doing a great job. Got a good handle on things over there. What's coming up on the show this weekend, Governor?
Congressman Buddy Carter is going to be with us. We'll be talking about the fare tax and how that it would be such a really game changer for the economy. Absolutely, as Stephen Moore has said, it would be rocket fuel for the economy. We'll talk about what it is, how it's been misunderstood and misinterpreted. And then Taylor Hicks, who's a former American Idol winner, is going to be our musical guest. We're going to have a lot of fun with Taylor this weekend as well.
All right. Good hearing from you, Governor.
Thanks a bunch, Todd. Happy Easter to you.
All right. Happy Easter. Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Lot to unravel there. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up a little bit later this hour. We're going to be talking to Congressman Bob Good from Virginia, also weighing in on the Trump indictment. Lines open now, 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, I have a question for the women of the Todd Stern's radio program audience. The most beautiful women in all of America listen to this radio program, and we are honored by that. So there's a guy in East Hampton, Massachusetts. His name is Vito Perrone. And this guy was set to be the next superintendent of the school district there, the public school system. A former high school principal in the district for many years, football coach, very well respected, beloved in the community. Anyway, Mr. Perrone was given the heave-ho. They had extended a letter saying, we want you to be our next superintendent. And then he wrote a letter to them, and the letter he wrote to them caused them to withdraw the job offer. So it turns out the reason why Mr. Perrone was given the heave-ho is because he addressed the chairperson of the school board and the executive assistant to the school committee, both of whom are women, as ladies in his greeting. In other words, he wrote a letter, and it was to the two of them, and so he said, ladies, comma, you know, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, that turned out to be a problem. So the Hampshire Daily Gazette reports, both women considered the term ladies to be derogatory. And the fact that he did not know that the term ladies was derogatory, being an educator, was even a bigger problem. Mr. Perrone was also reprimanded for using ladies as a form of what they considered to be a microaggression. In other words, these gals got triggered when Mr. Perrone called them ladies. Now, Mr. Perrone is defending himself here. He says, look, I admit no disrespect. I mean, when I was growing up, it was a sign of respect to call someone a lady or a gentleman. So I'm curious, all of you ladies out there, do you have a problem when someone calls you a lady? What was, and my question to the school board, what do they want him to call? I mean, what to call them? Dames? Broads? Gals? What are they, honey? What do they want him to, what was he supposed to say? Anyway, clearly, I mean, I there's a lot of people very upset over this in East Hampton, which I'm glad to hear. At least some people there have common sense. But I think we're pretty safe in assuming that those school board broads are not ladies. I'm just saying. So I'm curious to know from the women of the Todd Stern Show listening audience, do you take offense when someone refers to you as a lady? I was talking to the news anchor at KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, and he's from Pennsylvania, so he's learning the ways of the southern states. And he actually has been referring to people as ma'am. And apparently, he's triggered some women because he would say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, and they took great offense. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, let's go to Webb in Maine, WLOB, our great station there. Hi, Webb, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. Number one, I'm glad to hear you back.
Thank you.
And the other people that you had filling in were great. But there is something going on, Todd, that's not being noticed. I just heard it incidentally on the news. There's been a great influx of Chinese nationals at the border. I wonder why that's happening. And as far as Mr. Trump goes, let me ask you this. When you're indicted, aren't you entitled by law to know the charges against you?
And those will be announced at the arraignment, Webb. So tomorrow we'll get to know exactly what the former president is being charged with.
Yes, but then he has no chance to prepare. I mean,
No. He's just being arraigned. There will be a trial, and there will be, you know, opportunities for his attorneys to immediately jump in. And it's not like they're just going to throw him in jail. That's not going to happen. But Webb, I want to go back to your China story for just a second here, and these Chinese nationals that are showing up at our border. There's an even bigger story, and this ought to be the big story of the day. But that Chinese spy balloon, remember what they told us, that they actually blocked the Chinese spy balloon from getting all this intel? Well, now it turns out from the reporting of NBC News that the Chinese spy balloon actually gathered intelligence from sensitive military sites in spite of our efforts to block the balloon. That is a massive story.
You noticed that?
Say that again, Webb.
I heard what you just said on the radio, too, but they said that the balloon, they saw it doing figure eights in the sky over sensitive areas, so obviously they were taking their time. And we did nothing about that?
We did absolutely nothing about it, Webb. The president did not defend our nation against enemies, foreign or domestic. And someone's got to pay a price for that.
I agree.
All right. Webb, good call and good thoughts as well. And we will be asking the congressman from Virginia about the Chinese nationals that have been showing up on our border coming up next. We do need to take a quick break here, folks. Again, ToddStearns.com. Got to check out our great stories there. We have video of the huge send-off that Palm Beach gave President Trump this morning. I mean, it really was patriotic. And you need to start organizing. Let's have some street corner demonstrations, peaceful protests, waving the American flag and the Trump flag. Let's start doing it, America. We'll be right back. All right. Hello, America. Welcome back. I was watching our good friend Congressman Bob Good on the C-SPAN the other day. And there's something really weird going on here. Stanford University has a list of violent language. No, I'm not making this up. Among the words that might offend people are bunny, America, female, Christmas tree, and gift. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Our good friend from the great Commonwealth of Virginia, Congressman Bob Good. Congressman, you got to be kidding me here. This is nuts.
Well, nothing ceases to amaze us, Todd, with the wokeness of our college campuses, the suppression of free speech, the suppression of the free exchange of ideas, diversity of thought, diversity of opinion. You know, I am like many other members of Congress or just conservatives generally who have been, sort of boycotted when we've attempted to speak on campuses within our district or outside our district. I had that happen with the largest law school in my district, where I was asked to come and speak at the law school, and the vast majority of students got up and walked out as soon as I began to speak. There was a courageous minority who stayed behind to hear what I had to say. And, you know, what this is doing to our students, to our country, obviously is extremely damaging. And, you know, it used to be the left, Todd, as you know, that used to fight so aggressively and boldly when we were younger. You know, 30 years ago, it was the left who really championed, you know, the right, you know, the saying, so to speak, of, you know, I may disagree with what you have to say, but I will fight to the end for your right to say it. That is long gone, as you know, from our federal government, from big tech, on our college campuses, and it's really damaged our country, and we see the impact across the country.
Congressman, I'm curious to know the name of that law school.
Well, I'll just say it was the most prominent law school in my district when I went to speak at it. So, if you know my district, it wouldn't be hard for folks to figure that out.
Well, I ask that because over at Stanford Law School, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, you had Judge Kyle Duncan, who was shouted down. It was just an awful, awful situation. Well, now there's a little bit of payback coming because two federal appeals court judges have now announced they will no longer hire applicants from Stanford Law School as clerks. And I think this is a very effective way of pushing back, because I'm not sure we want people like that in the judiciary. And I would just direct people to what's happening in New York City right now.
Well, when you see these Biden nominees come under interrogation from the Senate, and they're unable to define or explain or recognize very basic constitutional or legal concepts, you know, and then you get one that goes all the way to the Supreme Court that cannot or will not define something very basic as what is a woman. As you know, and I said this in some of the hearings last week or week before in D.C.,
when we were debating the Parents' Bill of Rights, and I was bringing into an amendment that said, "Hey, if a child is treated as a different gender at school, you got to at least notify the parents." But I was making the point that, you know, we got a trillion or so cells in our body which are immutably male or female, no matter how much we might try to pretend otherwise or change the physical appearance. Every cell in our body is literally male or female. That's how God created us. That's how God designed us. God doesn't make any mistakes. But yes, to your point about the academics and the free exchange of thought or ideas or opinions, we have reports, members of Congress, we have students come and tell us that they cannot, through their own worldview, through their own conscience, through their own belief system, they can't, you know, do their papers and express their opinions in class without threat from the faculty that, hey, you'll get a poor grade unless you write from a leftist worldview. It's no longer based on how can you defend or justify or explain or present appropriate rationale for your position, even if a professor may not agree with it. No, you have to accept the dogma. And then we see that too, as you know, with only one narrative on an election, or only one narrative on the origins of a disease or the risks of a vaccine or the cause of a virus or the origination of that virus. Only one can be expressed, and any other view is stamped out, shut out, canceled, censored, condemned, and there's consequence for those who express anything that's not the approved narrative.
Congressman Bob Good is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, and Congressman, I want to get your take on what's happening and what will happen tomorrow in New York City when President Trump becomes the first American president to be indicted. And he will be arraigned tomorrow. And at least on face value, this looks like the weaponization of the judiciary.
Yeah, Todd, the challenge that we all face is which battles to fight on a daily basis and how we're surrounded by so many crises of our own making. And as you look at whether it's the border crisis, the spending crisis, the energy, climate, environmental crisis, the weakening of our military, our education system, we could name, you know, issue and crisis after crisis. But I would submit that perhaps the most damaging, most dangerous, most harmful is the loss of trust in once sacred institutions of government, our election system, our health agencies, and certainly our federal law enforcement and our Department of Injustice specifically. And so when you have a rogue prosecutor who was funded by George Soros, who ran on a vendetta, a commitment to go after Donald Trump, who takes a misdemeanor charge, you know, they've investigated, pursued, and harassed this president for some 7-8 years now, and what they've come up with is false business records, where allegedly on the testimony of a convicted felon, there was a transfer of money supposedly to hush money supposedly that wasn't recorded appropriately or expensed appropriately. That might be a misdemeanor offense if the statute of limitations had not expired, and which was, of course, not considered by state and federal prosecutors. But now you've got this personal payoff, seemingly, to those who funded his campaign, to the radical left, that this DA who ran on this is trying to elevate this alleged misdemeanor into a felony to try to take down political opposition. How damaging, how harmful to the country, the precedent that's being set, trying to defeat through prosecutorial abuse of power someone who perhaps they cannot defeat legitimately at the ballot box, in question from 2020, certainly in question for 2024. You cannot overstate how abusive this is, how harmful it is. The leak of the indictment is a crime in and of itself. We'll learn apparently more tomorrow, the substance or lack thereof of the alleged crime, but how harmful to the country. There's a reason why this has never happened before in the state of New York in terms of this charge being pursued. There's a reason why a former president has never been indicted before, and to do it for such questionable reasons is a tragic mischaracterization of justice.
Yes, it is.
It seems to be widespread, even by Trump's political opponents. acknowledge that.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate your good word as always.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Todd.
All right, Congressman Bob Good from Florida, rather Virginia. My apologies. What was I thinking about Florida? Mar-a-Lago. Hey, I want to go to Marianne in Oregon, listening to us on KYKN, one of our very attractive listeners. Marianne, hope you're doing well today.
Well, thank you. It's raining out here. But, yeah, I'm kind of bothered with the way everybody reacts so, with every little thing. They just get offended so easily. Come on, if you're a woman and somebody addressed you as madam or lady, that's a sign of respect. Just like how we say ladies and gentlemen, sir, ma'am, that is to show respect. But I think the key thing that we miss in this country is teaching our kids and people respect. That's how we show. We don't know how to respect people anymore. Sounds like these ladies don't even respect themselves. If they don't acknowledge, that is a sign from a gentleman showing his respect for them and their position on the board or whatever their letter was about for school. There's something that we need to go back to the basics. Teach the children respect for adults, for any authority. This is why we have so much shooting, so much disrespect to the police, because we miss a simple thing, and that is because the government has been tying parents' hands from teaching their children at home and relying to the government to teach them at school all this nonsense that they're teaching at school. I mean, there's so much I can go off on, but I'm sorry. I know you've got your program, but I just want to say, as a woman, that's how I recognize respect. Somebody respects me by addressing me by madam or lady. I'm not going to get offended because I know who I am. I am a woman. I am a daughter of God. I know where I stand. I know my value, my worth. And if somebody recognized that, I appreciate that. Just likewise, I would address you as sir or the gentleman. You know, I mean, where is this going to stop? Somebody gets up to address, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. What, people going to get up and leave because they got addressed as ladies when they refer to as something
it's
else?
It's a great question. You know, Marianne, before I got sick, about a month or so ago, I was over at Kroger and some lady dropped something, it sort of slipped out of her grocery cart there, and I picked it up and I said, excuse me, ma'am. And I mean, that's just a standard, like you said, it's a sign of respect. That's what you do. But I think you're right, Marianne. We're in a situation in this country where people are not teaching each other to be respectful. And as a result, you've got all this hate out there. It's crazy. Yeah. All right. Marianne, appreciate that call. God bless you. And thanks for holding on there. So Marianne says, as a lady, she is not offended when someone calls her a lady. What about you? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Now, I have to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. We love those guys, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. They're really involved in the political process, and we love that because they're fighting for causes we care about, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. And that's why I want you to consider switching to Patriot Mobile. Use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. Now get this, they've got the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers other carriers use, and they have a plan to fit any budget. Now, if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an even larger discount. It's very simple. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And be sure to use my promo code, Todd. All right. Let's get back to the phones here. Mark, hanging out with us in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good. I'm glad you're doing well. I'm surprised you weren't broadcasting from the hospital.
Well, you know, I did try, but they're like, no, that's not going to happen.
I know. You know, Nancy Pelosi, it's funny. She'll sit here and say, proven innocent till proven guilty, or guilty until proven innocent. We already know she's guilty of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah. Hey, what about UConn tonight, bro?
What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, is anybody's bracket still, did anybody pick UConn for the championship?
I did.
You did?
I went to school in Connecticut, and my Rebecca Lobo's mom and dad were my teachers in Connecticut.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm very close to, she actually lives on the same road where I grew up on.
Well, I'll be darned. You know, I am going to watch the game tonight. I was interested in FAU. Of course, what San Diego State took care of business. So it'll be a good game tonight.
You know, they were off everybody's radar for a little bit, but, man, they're unstoppable now. And, I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like it.
I remember, how long ago was that, Mark, that UConn, both the men's and the women's team, and, of course, I'm a big Tennessee fan, so our girls' basketball program was just spectacular back in the 80s and 90s, and we were always going toe-to-toe with UConn.
This is the last time we won was 2014, and if we win tonight, we're going to tie with Duke for the most wins. This
wow.
will be our fifth. This will be our fifth championship tonight if we get it, and I don't see us not getting it. They're favored 75% already over San Diego, and I hope they just whip them like they've been doing the last three games, because I can't stand anybody out there in California.
The great Pat Summitt, she was one of the best female basketball coaches. They actually tried to get her to coach, at least the rumor was, they were trying to get her to coach the men's team. But the guy's doing pretty good these days.
It's unbelievable. That girls' game, they've stepped it up a notch. I mean, these
wow.
girls, these women, the way they shoot now, I mean, 102 to 80-something. I mean, that's like the most points ever scored. And, I mean, these women, these young women are throwing up three. She had one lady for Iowa had eight three-pointers. And she was shooting them from five feet beyond the three-point line. So she was unbelievable.
There was a lot of drama in that women's game. I don't know if you've been following it with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And throw in shade. Look, it's basketball. It's a game. You're going to do that. And I don't necessarily have an issue with it. Keith Olbermann's getting crucified because I guess he criticized the black player but not the white player. He wasn't aware. And so it's kind of interesting to watch everybody going after Olbermann. What a loser,
well,
that guy.
Well, yeah. And Caitlin, they get these, you know, I hope tonight these refs let these guys play and stop
right.
throwing all kinds of penalties. They did it with the girls, the women yesterday. Caitlin had eight three-pointers. She threw a basketball down or moved it out of her way. They hit her with a technical, which I think was totally ridiculous. And they were both swapping words back and forth. So they're both guilty. You know, LSU was just as guilty. And supposedly Caitlin was saying stuff to who knows. But I wanted to see Iowa do it. But LSU got it, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, that officiating was a little off the charts. And it has been this, I don't know what it is with the refs, but it's really, there have been some really bad calls, not just in college basketball, but college football, too. They got to get that figured out.
Maybe they're on the take.
Could be. And I would go back to, when you go back to the Memphis Tigers game, you can't tell me that a referee did not see eight people on the court calling timeout. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Taji. The refs have basically ruined the game, the sport. And I hopefully they'll let the guys play.
Let them play.
And let them do what they need to do,
Before all is said and done here, Mark, you know, it's going to be that college football is going to be flag football. You're not even allowed to touch anybody anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's just unbelievable. Well, I know, to jump into another conversation, I know Trump will be fine. He'll do fine. You know, you've got this George Soros is worried now because he knows if Trump gets in there, he's going to be in trouble. So I think Trump's, you know, this may have been Trump's game plan from the whole get-go with Stormy Daniels. You never know. He's getting the TV attention he needs now.
Trump's always got a plan. Always got a plan.
Yep.
Mark, all right, we'll say this in your honor. Go, is it Huskies, right?
Yeah, go Huskies.
Go Huskies. All right. Go. Mark, all right, thanks for calling and good hearing from you. And folks, it's been great hearing from all of you. Very, very nice to be back. Again, thank you for the kind words and prayers. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. It is going to be Indictment Day. We're going to be bringing you the very latest. Donald Trump Jr. going to be on the show tomorrow. Folks, I'm telling you, we're bringing you a front row seat. All right, got to get out of here. Be good, America.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.